Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. And here to help us, as usual, John Swamp Fox Warner, who is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
There was an interesting article in the Post-Courier about positive innovation for South Carolina inventors who are being awarded more patents per capita than used to be the case. I mean, South Carolina still has a small number of patents being granted relative to our population, if you look at the country as a whole, but we seem to be gaining ground. So that's a pretty good thing, isn't it?
Well, it is. Patents, innovation, all of that's good for our economy, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, so I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs sometimes, and they're interested in kind of how to protect their ideas, and I think that's really the underpinning of patents. And a couple of different things to think about. One is, you know, you're giving some intellectual property that gives you the right to do something, and that's a good thing. But I think maybe what some entrepreneurs sometimes underestimate is the difficulty of defending that. I mean, if somebody violates your patent, then you're going to have the money, you know, to take them to court and sue them and whatnot, and that can be very expensive. My company, Accessible Diagnostics, has applied for a patent, and we look at it this way, and that is it protects your right to practice. So kind of two different ways to think about this. And then I think the other thing that people need to take into consideration is whether to keep it a trade secret, because when you patent it, you know, you publish how you did something, and other people maybe can engineer their way around that. But if you keep it a trade secret, then, you know, they'd have to figure out what the invention was themselves. So it's important to get somebody that's knowledgeable about this to help you out. A lot of the patents in South Carolina are from big companies. So somebody that was with GE or somebody that was with Boeing or Milliken that maybe happened to live in South Carolina while the patent was issued. So maybe half the patents that are issued in the whole state are that way. There's a growing number of patents out of universities, though. You know, Chad Hardaway talked about faculty there expressing more and more interest in seeing their research commercialized. I know it's an important priority down at the Medical University of South Carolina and up at Clemson. They have tech transfer offices that focus on this. Making it a part of the university's culture, though, that's really hard because, you know, if you go to places like Georgia Tech or MIT, it's just much more a part of the normal course. And I think they're trying to build those cultures at the South Carolina universities, but it's a hard slog sometimes.
Well, it certainly can be a decent revenue generator for the universities, right?
Yeah, if you can commercialize it, that's the trick, right? You got to be able to find a market for the invention. And so a lot of times the universities are licensing to big corporations that can take something to market. Maybe there's a big hit if an entrepreneurial company were to be successful. A lot of wealth gets created, but that's it's hard to create something new. So, yeah, the whole goal of trying to commercialize an invention is to create a market. You either license it to somebody else and you're generating a royalty off of it. There are a number of people in South Carolina that do that, and some people take and then incorporate a business around it. A lot of the patents being applied for in South Carolina are things that industries that you would expect. A lot of machinery, metalworking kinds of things, medical and veterinary sciences, transportation, you know, things where we have a lot of expertise in South Carolina and a lot of talent. So different than other places in the country, you know, which would have different kinds of talent, like, you know, Silicon Valley, it might be a lot more information technology related than you would expect to find in South Carolina. So the patents that are being issued, you know, tend to match up with, you know, the kind of innovation that we do here.
Well, John, how's that event calendar looking as we're soon to enter the second month of the year?
Well, we have a couple of interesting things coming up. We've got the German American Business Summit. We got the Beaufort International Film Festival. Big South is just around the corner. We have regular networking at Tech After Five, so lots of things that listeners can plug into.
John, thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also be able to hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.